T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why don't we take some phone calls about the Bears' defensive coordinator? My wife is giving me a look. What? What? Don't give me that look. Put the laundry away. Seriously. It's been just a big mound right there for 3 days now. I don't want to start what?
Do you want me to air all of your dirty laundry?
No.
On the air?
Fine. Okay. I'm sorry.
And work.
Shut up and work?
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Yes. I will. my wife, ladies and gentlemen.
She's likable. He's Dan.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to get two very powerful words. Yes, dear. Is that when you end up in any argument with that, it just makes your life a whole lot easier. I have learned that over the years. Thanks to our guests today, Anthony Herron and Stacey Dales, and thanks to Ian Eagle for his patience and understanding as we had some technical difficulties as well. I was really looking forward to talking with him. Unfortunately, we'll have to reschedule on that one. Thanks to everybody involved with the show, Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, Sean Anderson, and Zach Zaidman is here. Transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. What's going on, Zach?
What's going on, guys? Layla, hello. Dan, when did you start realizing that you were put on this earth to ruffle feathers of other human beings?
In what regard?
In every regard.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a snapshot that kind of illustrated who you are, what we just heard coming into this segment is everything people need to know about you.
Well, she's the one that gave me the funny look in the first place. She shot me a glance over here as I was talking, and then she did her laundry. And she dumped it all on this, like, bench that we have at the base of our bed. And it's been there for a while. And I said, you know, can you put your laundry away? I will. Can you put your laundry away? I will. And look, I already got one slob, two slobs down the hall in their respective rooms who I'm constantly bitching at because there's a pile of laundry somewhere, or at least in his case, a pile of God knows what in the middle of the room. I'm like, well, I shouldn't have to deal with it here. And, you know, I just, she apparently told me to shut up and work. And I guess that was probably the right thing.
From his seating area in his bedroom with curtains and luxurious pillows with fringe trim.
I'm wondering how many people who were listening to that happening were going, yes, please, air his laundry. Do it. Let's go.
There really isn't much. I don't lead much of an exotic or exciting life. I'm telling you, you know where to find me. You know where to find me. If anybody who shops at Mariano's, and it's been multiple Mariano's where people have found me at the discount pastry rack in the back, and somebody's like, you really are here. I'm like, yep. You know, with the discount meats, wherever they've marked down the meat that's about to go, you know that's – I'm easy to find. I'm an open book. That's where I am.
Wasn't there this is before me, but wasn't there some like life-size cutout of you that was like a cardboard cutout?
Yes.
And I seem to recall Ranji running around town with it a few years ago, but also, is it still around and should we just place it at a random Mariano's next to the discount pastries?
That would be perfect. Or make multiple ones and put one at each. And that'll end up being my legacy somewhere. And, you know, instead of my name at like a conference room and a practice facility, it's going to be like the Dan Bernstein Memorial Discounted Meat. That's fine. I can handle that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that says more about Ranji than it does Dan. But that's a story for another time. So remember that unsportsmanlike penalty that Cole Kmet got which I felt was egregious at the time, even though, you know, the youngster always has to keep his emotions in check. But in the playoff game when he tossed the ball to the official, I saw something in the NBA last night that was 1,000 times worse. Men, again, there are no fans in the stands. Draymond Green is screaming at his rookie teammate, James Wiseman, and he got teed up because the official thought that Green was yelling at him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they all know each other. Can't you just say, hey, that wasn't directed at you? And the official can say, oh, sorry, I rescind that.
Well, do you remember Trae Young when he got the technical foul for a dirty look at Chris Dunn? It was the dumbest penalty in NBA history, in my mind.
I think there are ways that need to be utilized to fix egregious errors like that. That's why, we spend so much time at the end of games reviewing things that are inconsequential, that I think when a guy gets thrown out of the game because it was a second technical for something like that, that is clearly a mistake, there should be a mechanism in place where the official can admit, I made a mistake, or someone in New York or some of the other officials on the floor tell him, you know what, take it back. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's probably an easy fix. I mean, I remember I was doing a CBA game, and it was one of these hard-fought Rockford Quad Cities rivalry games. We're at the Mark of the Quad Cities, and it's really intense. It's a full house going crazy, and what was the official's name? I think his name was Rogan. Doug Rogan, I think his name, and Mauro Panaggio, the always irascible sort of old school coach, and he stomps his foot and he starts, he's staring, just staring at the official, and the official stares back at him and he's staring and they just locked eyes, and Rogan slaps a technical foul on him, and Mauro goes crazy and he goes, what is that for? What did I didn't say anything. And Roku walks over and he goes, yeah, but you were thinking it. I was like, what? I mean, I didn't know you could do that. Like, that's pretty special extrasensory refereeing there.
Yeah, and I think what happens is we forget these people are human too, and they have the same kind of emotions that we have. Just because they have fancy looking uniforms and we expect them to be impartial, they're human and they make mistakes.
Yeah, and you know what? In baseball, it's getting to the point where robots are more accurate with strike zones.
That's different.
I'm still mad.
That's different. But I do think eventually we're headed there. Thankfully, it won't be this year, so we can still argue about how each umpire has his own zone. But I think for the good of the game and to help it move along faster, I think it would help to have a computerized strike zone.
Yeah,
going back to the NBA though, the 2-minute report that they put out.
I hate that.
That just makes me more angry.
Where they it's in the interest of transparency. We got this wrong. We got this wrong. You shouldn't have lost. You shouldn't have won. What do we know other than them saying it publicly? Is there a gambling aspect to that? Is there that I don't understand? I don't think it makes the NBA look better. I'm always pro transparency. I'm for it. I'm just not quite sure what they think they're getting out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, like, for example, the head official came over to Steve Kerr at halftime after the ejection. And according to Kerr yesterday, said he came out and told me it was a mistake, that the official didn't realize that Draymond was yelling at his teammate. Quote, he thought he was yelling at him. But once that happens, what can you do? And that's the same thing that holds true, I think, for the report that comes out at the end of each game. What can you do? I mean, I know the officials are held accountable afterwards, but it doesn't change what happened in the course of that game. And that, to me, is the real issue.
Did you hear what Steve Kerr said after the game, by the way?
Oh, no.
See where this takes you. He said, quote, we're not a good team. We're a mediocre team. We're 8-7.
Have we gotten the quarterback exactly right? No. have we won enough games? No. Everything else is right there.
Man.
Standards.
So, I'm going to go on a big riff on this in the opening segment of the show, because I feel like we want our sports figures in this city to be authentic and level with us and tell us the truth. And when it doesn't happen, we get mad. Yet when they do, like Chris Bryant did yesterday, then we rip the guy for giving you a true indicator of how he feels about life. That's the stuff you want, right?
I was really dismayed. I was really dismayed and unhappy with some of the reaction yesterday. That was just, as I said earlier in the show, to lack that kind of empathy, you have to go out of your way to be willfully ignorant to be that guy. You really do. You have to go out of your way to not think about another human being and not understand that your feelings sometimes have nothing to do with any awards you've won or any contract you've signed.
Yeah, so that's, I'm going to go on a riff on that as soon as I start the show. And then we've got an action-packed program. Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports is going to join us coming up at 12:20, and we'll look ahead to championship weekend in the NFL. Really excited about these great matchups with all these quarterbacks. And then we'll visit with the Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins look back at the life of Hank Aaron, because Fergie has a unique perspective that he can offer being a player during that time and helping us understand everything that Hank Aaron truly had to overcome to end up being sports royalty before all was said and done. And then at 1 o'clock, a full hour of Ron Coomer and Tom Thayer together. It's something we started over the summer before sports restarted, and the chemistry between those two, the storytelling, the laughs, I think it'll be a really good radio coming up at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2. Coom and Tom with us here on The Score.
Oh, that's going to be fun. We'll get out of your way and have a fun Friday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.